But as we talk about the dopamine, serotonin, what can people do to increase those levels?
Well, that's the first thing people ask when I start talking about it. And if you go to your doctor, they'll hand you drugs. And there are drugs that will do that. Like Prozac simulates the production of serotonin in your brain, a serotonin reuptake inhibitor. It causes serotonin to last a little bit longer, so your brain thinks it's making enough. So you get some of the symptoms of normal serotonin for some people. But after a while, the brain stops producing that much serotonin because it says, I've got enough, and it starts producing even less. And then they change you to another drug and another drug and a whole variety of them. And what they don't tell you is the side effect of any serotonin reuptake inhibitor is as soon as you take it with the first pill, there's a hormone in the body called cortisol. And cortisol doubles. And cortisol is the stress hormone. It's the aging hormone. And as we get older, as our bodies start aging, it's associated with and linked to the elevated levels of cortisol. So what we want to do in our life is do things that will lower cortisol, not raise cortisol. And the doctors, many of them don't even know this. They don't know that they're giving someone an aging pill when they give them that drug. And what also people don't know is when they do the research for these drugs, they could do 10 studies, and this is a pharmaceutical company, 60 or 70% of all studies on drugs are funded by pharmaceutical companies. And when they do the study, they could do 10 studies and with a placebo, and the placebo does better. And in some cases, this is really what happens.
And what is a placebo? Just a sugar pill or nothing?
Sugar pill, right. Yeah. They just tell the people you're taking this pill, which is good for depression. And in 10 studies, this has really happened. The placebo does better than the particular drug. And then on the 11th study, the drug does better than the placebo. Then they turn that study in, and they get it approved. And that has now come out of the closet. I heard that on NPR twice, and
right.
The people who are actually doing the research are, in a sense, whistleblowing and saying, this is not scientific. All research should be available so we can see. And people should understand that if something's FDA approved, it doesn't really mean the product even works. It just means it worked better than a sugar pill.
Case in point with the Vioxx.
Exactly. Exactly. And who would have thought? I remember giving a lecture at a big group once, and here they were promoting all these drugs for arthritis pain, and nobody was talking about omega-3 essential fatty acids. And, you know, just taking the oldest remedy in the world, just good old cod liver oil as being one simple remedy. And I don't want to simplify all complex problems down to a simple little solution, because it's not just that. That's for arthritis. But omega-3 essential fatty acids are really, really important for more the production of serotonin in the brain. So if you're eating protein with every meal, for example, then if you're getting enough essential fatty acid, omega-3, your brain will start producing more dopamine and serotonin.
Now, and that's fish oil, right? That's from
fish oil.
Okay,
yes.
So if you eat a lot of fish, do you get that from that?
That would help, yes. What I've done in my book, the diet and exercise solution, and what I mean by the diet and exercise solution is not just losing weight. People misunderstand the title. It's the solution for creating the brain chemistry of health, happiness, and romance, any of those things that you're looking for, which really means maintaining good testosterone levels to lower stress in men, oxytocin levels to lower stress in women, dopamine levels to give men more motivation and interest and purpose and libido, and for women, increasing their serotonin levels to help them cope with stress so they're not feeling overwhelmed or depressed or experiencing the food cravings. So that's kind of like the place we're going to, and you get there in a variety of ways. It's about combining a variety of things together. And what I've done in my book is help people to understand how the body manufactures dopamine and serotonin. And one of the key elements is the omega-3 essential fatty acid. And I think in one of Barry Sears' books on who did his own diet, he's a tremendous researcher, a wonderful man. He has done lots of studies where people who were depressed, just taking the essential fatty acids, omega-3 from regular salmon or fish oils or cod liver oil, these omega-3s, also ground flax seeds can do it. It's a plant source. that will lessen or completely remove depression in a few weeks. I mean, gone.
That's it? In that fast?
Yes. I've talked to many people. I've given it to many people, and just that. Now, in some people, that's not the answer, because omega-3 converts into something called prostaglandins, and prostaglandins convert the amino acid tryptophan into serotonin. So you have to make sure your blood has enough tryptophan in it. And
tryptophan you get from turkey. That's why people fall asleep, right?
Actually, tryptophan is in all of your proteins. And okay. It's kind of a myth that the serotonin, there's lots of actual serotonin in turkey as well, but the serotonin that you eat in turkey can't make it into the brain, but the tryptophan can. But there's just as much tryptophan in chicken. What really puts the men to sleep is the amount of fat. When you eat too much fat and you're a man, your brain becomes low energy and more dull. And if you eat too much protein, if you're a woman, you tend to not produce enough serotonin.
Interesting. I always used to remember during Thanksgiving, John, we'd be at the relatives in Detroit, and I mean, we're talking about Thanksgivings where there were 20 or 30 people. And after the meal, you know, I was always there ready to watch the Detroit Lions play the Green Bay Packers, and you'd look over on the couch, and all the elders, they'd all be asleep.
And well, you know,
everybody.
It's usually the men.
Yeah, they'd all be gone.
The women have all joined together as a group to clean up, and the guys are all asleep on the couch or they're watching a game.
or asleep, yeah,
that's
you're right.
It. And that's low dopamine. Whenever men eat too much fat, their dopamine levels drop, and certainly a chicken dinner or turkey dinner does have good levels of tryptophan in it. So when a man's serotonin levels go high, he tends to get sleepy. Whereas when women get a boost of serotonin, they become enlivened, sort of in a sense awake, because their brains are so low in serotonin, they need more serotonin. Let me give you an example of a guy at the end of the day. He's been, you know, in his job, he's been, you know, using up his dopamine, stimulating dopamine, but basically using up all his nutrients that would produce dopamine. So he tends to come home with low levels of dopamine. So he heads for the couch. The basic symptoms of low dopamine are kind of a boredom, a low energy, or restlessness. And easy remedy for that is put him in front of a television set, or put him in front of a newspaper, or let him take a nap.
Or listen to Coast to Coast.
Or listen to Coast to Coast, absolutely. Or loud music. I mean, or drive your car fast, or go out and play sports, or ride a bicycle. If you're really into bicycle riding, these kind of repetitive movements, they'll stimulate dopamine.